Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, 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 everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Now you can showcase your geek chic style with Level Up, a monthly mystery apparel subscription from Loot Crate. You can get 2 different pairs of high-quality socks, 1 to 2 fashionable accessories, or a wearable item like a long-sleeve shirt or lounge pants. I love the sound of lounge pants. Same themes as Loot Crate every month, and it serves as a great companion to your loot because there are no repeats. Each month's theme is inspired by all your favorite pop culture brands like Star Wars, Doctor Who, and Fallout 4, and often contains high-quality exclusives. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug to learn more. Use the code Doug to save 10%. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. All right, now, if we play our cards right, that's the last time we'll hear from any of you. Because we're coming to you once again from Amy Adams' Ground Zero. The Punchline Comedy Club in Sacramento, California! It's Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. We're smack dab in the taint. Happy hump, everybody. Yeah, let me see your name tags. There's a pillow right up front that I love already. It says, "One drew over the cuckoo's nest." And then it's my face with what looks like a kind of a Russian hat on. It's a beanie? Okay. And it's a pillow. That's, you're a pillow maker? Oh, he got smothered with a pillow. Spoiler. Oh, it's like McMurphy's beanie. That's right. It just looked like a different from my angle. Look at this. Shay Girls instead of Showgirls. Because your name is Shay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you put some really tasteful gold things on her titties. And then 4 Christmas lights. Very, it's elaborate and unelaborate at the same time. And then you're next to Sierra Married an Axe Murderer, a very nicely made sign with a fucking axe on it. I don't know if security here is a little lax if they're letting people in with axes. How fast is it hurt if you hit with that axe?
Yeah, with the foam.
It's got foam? Okay, good. Kevin Glorious Bastards? Kevin Glorious Bastards, yeah.
The Evident, that's very good. I like that. That bear is going at it. That bear's getting it. And then, oh, there's a sword over here. What does that sword say on it?
Cam Lander.
Cam Lander. There is only one. Oh, there's some way the heck over there. Good luck, everybody, that brought name tags. I can't see a lot of them. Oh, I see there's some candy on that one. That's always a good way to trick people to pick them. Okay, put them down, you guys. That was good job, everybody. I know with the holidays and everything, you're busy wrapping presents and stuff, so to have more arts and crafts shit to have to do really warms my cockles. That you go to all that trouble. Let's do some Doug's plugs. Saturday, this very Saturday, January 2nd, 2016, Doug Loves Movies returns to Meltdown Comics in Hollywood at 4:20-ish. And I'll just warn you right now, it's going to be a really good one. They're all really good, but I know who I booked. And I'm pretty happy about it. A favorite guest of the show that hasn't been on in maybe like 4 or 5 years is going to be back on Saturday, but also probably will cancel on me at the last minute. And Doug Loves Movies tapings are happening in January in Seattle and Austin, and you go to douglovesmovies.com for mo deets. I am so close to completing the 365 movies in 365 days DLM challenge. I think I'm up to 360. Today I watched The Voices, Cake, Joy, The Good Dinosaur, Concussion, and Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. I'm telling the truth! Yeah, I got up at 5 this morning. I watched the first two in my hotel room, and then I went to the lovely multiplexes that are right here in the neighborhood, and I banged out all those other ones and only paid for 2 out of the 4. Yeah, take that, Hollywood. Because you know what you do when you sneak from one movie to the other? Buy something at concession stand. It's like, it's $8 for a popcorn, so they're getting all the money on that. And you're only ripping off the movie studios by switching theaters. And if they were concerned about it at all, they would pay people more money at the theaters to stand and check people's tickets going in. But if there's no one even, like if you sneak past a person, that's not very cool. But if you go in when there's nobody even there watching the door, why not? Just don't go in mid-movie. Those people drive me crazy where they just sort of come in, look around, sit down, then they watch for like 20 minutes. And I can't stop thinking about how do they even know what's happening? In this fucking, like the most complicated movie, like The Big Short or something. Somebody walk in halfway and then sit there for a while. And then eventually they'll get up and leave because they're just like, they can't even get into it. It's like if you tried to get into the TV show series The Wire by watching like 10 minutes in the middle of the first episode. I don't think it would take. All right, that's all I have to say for my opening remarks. I'm going to get into what's in the prize bag once I get my 3 guests out here. I'm very excited that these gentlemen are around and able to participate. Please give a big warm welcome to Carlos Rodriguez, Kevin Avery, and Jeff Tate.
Happening.
I feel like I just saw the 3 of you in an indie heist film on Netflix.
Danny Masterson was the fourth. Never mind.
Well, let's start, since you spoke first, I guess, I think. Let's start with him on the other end there. Jeff Tate is here, you guys.
Hello, Sacramento!
Your microphone doesn't seem to be happening. Maybe you have a little switchy on there. Check and see if there's a little on-off situation.
Nope. I'm still talking into it. But now I'm talking into Kevin.
Well, just pass the one that's not working around to whoever's not talking at the time.
I feel like that's going
to
be...
Until it starts to work. I think they'll get it eventually. There, it sounds like it's working.
Now they're all on.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, hello, everybody. I'm, my name is Jeff, and I love Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, and you're out here in California for a few days. You got to do, you were on the stand-up show here last night, and you got to enjoy the post-show session that always happens here at the Sacramento Punchline.
Yeah, I've seen some post-show sessions with you, and nothing comes close to what happened here yesterday.
It was pretty good.
It was like 150 people out there, and a security guard wearing a ski mask. Like it was gonna.
Yeah, and he came around a corner and kind of went. Kind of gave us one of those takes where he acts like he's gonna come at you. And I was like, what is that about?
It was like he was dressed like a burglar in a commercial about home security systems.
Yeah, because they got to scare you that little extra bit with that extra flourish of, I'm going to get you. I'm not going to just take your stuff.
But that's classic security guard behavior. I'm going to go startle 100 people. I'm not even a real cop, and I have no backup or walkie-talkie, but I'm going to go fucking startle 100. Boo!
Tonight, we were just standing around out front smoking joints, and the security guy tonight walked up and went, the ganja.
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently their second shift security guys are a little more laid back. Third shift is more of a really wants to be a cop security guard.
You'd be surprised, you know, you let people smoke outside a mattress store, you move a lot more units.
Yeah, yeah. And that cupcake store, I mean, there should be a smoke session constantly in this parking lot. Just people going back and forth between eating cupcakes and taking naps.
Where's the cupcake store?
It's over there somewhere. I don't know. I'm not from here.
Is it in the area? In the parking lot?
It's in this mall, yeah.
All right.
In the How About Arden Mall.
Okay.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Kevin Avery.
Is the cupcake store open?
I don't know. Well, how late do you think?
How late is the cupcake store
open? Until it's in a corner of the mall where like
you shaking your head like you're absolutely positive it's closed.
I have no idea.
What time is it?
Right now, it's like 8:45 or something. No.
It's 8:15.
When do you guys want to go run and check and see if the fucking cupcake store is open?
First of all, could someone check and see what time it is? And then
it's 8:45.
No, but there's nobody standing around that doesn't want to see the show.
Yeah,
I don't want to miss part of the show to go check check on cupcakes.
I might be celebrating my birthday, and I haven't had a cake yet.
What?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
He also said Mike.
No, don't sing. Run and get a fucking cupcake. But thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, nobody's getting up to go.
No one gives a shit. No one gives a shit.
Like, I want to go. I want to go check it out. Is it closed? Close at 9.
Oh, it's still open.
Somebody make a cupcake run.
I see stripes. Stripes is taking off.
The bathroom is that way too, man.
Oh. I don't want a bathroom
cupcake.
Yeah,
the words cupcake run probably makes some people have to go.
Please, no. Anyway, hey, everybody.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, Kevin, and putting everybody's minds on cupcakes.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
You're on the wrong Doug podcast.
Kev loves movies and cupcakes.
Yeah. Also, please welcome to the show, first-time guest, very polite thus far. It's Carlos Rodriguez, everybody.
Meow, meow, meow. The fuck was that?
Did you do that?
Yes, I did. I had to bring myself in like a champ. I was like, DJ, hit it.
That was strong, yeah. That was like, oh, man.
What?
Carlos is here.
I'm here, and you can also catch me moonlighting as a security guard in the parking lot after the show in a ski mask. I'll be watching.
That guy might have just been wearing a nice jacket with a patch on it that said security. Like, you could probably just buy one of those.
Or a Raider fan.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, Carlos, you've heard the show before, which is also kind of a rare occasion when a new guest also is familiar with the show and how everything works. So you think you're going to be good at the games?
Yeah, I think I'll be decent. If not...
These guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I listen to them. I listen to them a lot.
They went toe-to-toe on Denzel Washington once. And you'd be surprised who was the victor.
Look, why are you gonna bring that shit up, Doug? Why you gotta bring that shit up? That was months ago.
There was a lot of tension in the green room earlier.
I fucked up and said the wrong movie. That's all that happened.
Oh, you mean you lost? You're just describing how people lose the game.
I fucked up and I lost. I went down fucking up.
Well, I said all the right movies and beat you.
Wilma is a perfectly legitimate Denzel Washington film. It just was on TV.
Sounds like a show.
All right, we're not going to do this. I can't do this. I can't relive it.
Inside the prize bag tonight is a shirt that I don't know where I got it. I don't know what significance to that particular number is. But it's for a movie called My All American.
Sure.
Which was...
I know where you got
our
that.
Our friend in Bloomington. Yeah. No, but I didn't get it from him.
Oh, no?
I got it somewhere else. But, the guy that wrote... the writer of Hoosiers and Rudy directed this movie and wrote it, My All American.
Yeah.
Angelo Pizzo.
Angelo Pizzo.
And one guy clapped over there.
A lady. It was a lady.
The fan club.
She got all freaked out. Wait, I'm a lady. I saw your face.
But we hope to see him again this next summer at the Bloomington Limestone Comedy Festival because we want to do an interruption of Rudy.
Yeah.
with him participating. And then I've got a Douglas Movies t-shirt, and this is some pirate booty.
It's delicious.
Booty. And what else did I get over at the Jamba Juice? A Crave beef jerky. It's chili lime flavor. And how can you ever pass up anything that says chili lime on it? It's such a... specific, delightful taste. And then what do you got for the prize bag, Jeff Tate?
Oh, I have a denim-on-denim shirt.
Okay.
And I also, you know I love to bring novelizations of movies in. And this time
I
brought in...
I do know that about you.
This time I brought in a novelization of a play, The Book of Mormon.
Bravo.
Weird.
Bravo.
I guess those dudes wrote a play and then some other people were like, that sounds like a pretty good idea. And then made it into a book.
And blessed art thou because thou hast established a church among this people.
Yep.
I guess that applies specifically to me.
Yeah.
It's this church that I've created. Where people bring their trinkets.
The only real difference between what you do and what they do is all the movies you talk about are real movies.
Oh, snappage. Kevin Avery, what do you got for the prize bag?
I didn't care for that shit. Didn't care for that shit, man.
Are you a Mormon?
No.
Then what the problem is?
Oh, I'm a little twitchy.
I'm not a Mormon, but I date like one.
Oh, man. I'm taking you with me everywhere I fucking go. They were out of timely gift bags, so... Happy...
Valentine's Day, yeah. This is a...
Happy 8 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I got a couple of copies of, I just throw this in here because I got a shit ton of these in my trunk, my CD, Hardcore. One of them's unwrapped for some reason. I don't know what the fuck that's...
Oh, so no, yeah, don't open that one. It'll be worth more someday.
Yeah. And then I know, like, action figures. And then, what?
It's two of this album.
Yeah, yeah, one open, one unopened.
Yeah.
One's easier to re-give than the other one.
Keep one in the package and put one on display.
It's the All Eyes on Me of comedy.
Yeah, and then I did this film called Thugs the Musical, and here are a couple of downloads to that right here. And then I had to run into Walgreens and pick up some stuff, and then I thought, well, 'tis the season. I found this nutcracker of this random white lady dancing. So,
whoa! Okay. That is the weirdest thing that this is, anybody's ever.
I don't think this is Clara. This is just some random woman who was hanging out in the crib and was like, you know what? I like this Taylor Swift song. And just fucking went to it. Da, 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 da. So, enjoy. Enjoy that shit.
Your jeans
That's
are covered
great.
In
Pass
glitter.
That whole bag
I know,
down
yeah,
here.
It's glitter from. Yeah, here you go. Valentine's Day thing.
Oh shit.
Wait, did Stripes
glitter.
Come back?
The first?
Yeah, he's back. Where'd he go?
He's right there.
Are you taking the cupcake away? Oh, for real?
Look at that.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
What do we get? Oh, you guys. It's a frozen yogurt? It's pink berry.
What? What the fuck? You went to pink berry instead of the cupcake place?
That is hilarious.
What?
Happy birthday. Shut the fuck up. That guy took care of your request like a stepdad.
Great, more airport yogurt. Thanks, Dad.
All right, well, I mean, I gotta, this is time sensitive. I gotta eat this shit before it melts.
Right?
On the podcast, but you know, the ticking clock and all.
Put it in the prize bag.
A cupcake could have waited. Where is that guy? Why did that happen?
Thank you.
Why did you? What? Is,
no,
is
I
the cupcake
the
place closed?
Yeah.
It was
yeah?
closed?
They close early when it's Wednesday.
When a crazy guy in a striped shirt is running at him. I need cupcake! Freaked them all out.
But I love the not coming back empty-handed when
no,
he found out
like
they were closed.
You just,
why didn't you just pop into... Yeah. Why did... Why didn't you just pop into Baja Fresh and get a burrito?
Yeah. I would have been super clutch.
Comes right. back from Nordstrom's. I found this belt!
Yeah.
This is cool! Happy birthday.
You brought ice cream's dropout cousin. Yogurt.
I thought Nordstrom Rack was all bras.
What's
Oh, look at you.
Oh,
you get a utensil and everything.
Yep,
oh, he's got a plastic one for the environment.
Boom.
Is it good?
What flavor is this?
Oh, that's always a good sign, yeah. Yogurt. Take a big spoonful of it. What is this?
It's like I'm not going to eat on your podcast, but it's like a lime.
Oh, so it's lime?
I mean, at least with yogurt, there's
chocolate.
No chewing, theoretically.
It's delicious. It's delicious. Thank you. What's your name?
Kevin.
Your name is fucking Kevin?
Oh, man.
I think that's how it works. If you're a white guy and you have the same name as a black man, you're his slave.
Reparations! Oh. Hats off to you, Kev. The yogurt's delish.
That's from the musical Friday on the Porch.
Reparations! Reparations!
I can't wait to
Give
get the book about the
reparations!
Oh, man.
Jeff, are you fanning yourself with a spoon?
Yep. I'm not anymore.
I thought that's what was going on. All right, so Carlos, did I ask you about the prize bag yet?
No, not yet. I got.
Oh, it's in your pocket.
It's in my pocket. That's a couple. Wow. I got a couple things.
God, I hope
this is how we do it in Sacramento. We push it in our pockets and walk out. It's a laser what? Pointer to irritate people.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. You can irritate your family and friends wherever you go. Congrats.
Always gets a big laugh when you whip out the laser pointer. They love it when you point it at a plane, too. The pilots are all like, goody. And is there more in your pocket?
Yeah, I got iPod
earbuds.
Those are $35.
Used earbuds.
They're not used. Those are brand
oh,
new.
Oh, those are clean?
Those are clean.
All right.
They're stupid clean.
Well, let's get Kevin up here. Kevin, could you come up and lick these? Could you test them for us?
Wait, your name is Kevin?
Did you bring a name tag tonight, Kevin?
Yeah.
You did. All right. So Kevin might pick you.
And then last.
I mean, I would say he should.
Last thing I got is a movie, and it's 4-1. It's All of the Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
It's a Blu-ray.
How big are your pockets?
I'm Mexican, so.
What does that even mean?
It was in my pocket, eh? No.
I think I'm Mexican, so is how he begins a lot of sentences.
Yeah.
A lot of statements start that way. Hey, I'm Mexican, so.
But it's got all of them.
Of course, I had a laser pot. Laser.
What was your favorite one? Did you
laser
see?
Laser thingy. What?
Did you see all the Ninja Turtles?
These ones are like cartoons or something, right?
No, these are the live action ones. That one's the cartoon, but these are all the regular live action ones.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Now it's been rebooted again,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's still Megan Fox's April O'Neil, even though it's kind of a sequel.
It's a sequel to the new one. To the new
sequel to the newer one.
Yeah.
That shit's confusing. But yeah, I've never been much of a Mutant Ninja Turtle enthusiast. It just was never right in my...
You just lost everybody.
People love them, but I don't think they really put in the time. I think they like the idea of them more than spending a lot of time watching them.
I wish they would let them age. I would love to see 45-year-old mutant old Ninja Turtles.
Just like, I'm tired of this fucking skateboard. Give me that.
I wish they would let them AIDS... Because Raphael is do the Ninja Turtles, do they have sex? Do they try to have sex with anything?
I think Michelangelo always tries to fuck April all the time.
Those are children's movies.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
So it's like subtle.
Like there's no The trailer for the new one has Megan Fox like putting on a high school Catholic high school outfit and strutting around. So I don't know about the kids.
It's also kind of a sequel to 22 Jump Street, where they.
Oh, I would pay so much money to watch Ice Cube yell at Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Threaten to take away their badges. And they'd be like, we're Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Y'all turtles going back to college.
Yeah.
That's a female.
All right, let's go down the line. We'll start with Carlos. Last movie that you saw.
I seen Point Break.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
I see everything.
It's like finally a Point Break without Swayze and Reeves. Those losers.
No, I seen everything in the movie theater, so that was the last thing. That was the last thing I held off for, and it was horrible. It was really bad. It should be called Pointless or X Files the movie. I mean, not X Files the movie, but X Games the movie. Yeah, because it's
well, X Files the movie wasn't very good either.
It was a rough one.
The first one was good.
You thought so?
Yeah, I liked the first one.
I just
Fight the Future? I'm a fan of X-Files, Fight the Future.
Okay.
It's all right.
Sorry.
It's all right, I guess. So you, if you've seen everything, and Point Break was the last thing you saw, what's something that you saw recently that you'd recommend that you thought was great?
The latest thing. I liked, but I'd seen it a while back, was the end of the tour. I think that was one I liked that I'd recommend.
Oh,
that
okay.
People. But that's, yeah.
Well, people can watch that still.
Yeah.
I think it's on Netflix right now.
Is it? No, yeah, it's not.
I think so. I think it is. A lot of stuff.
But everything else sucked. Everything else sucked that came out so far. Everything. I didn't like Concussion. I didn't like Star Wars. You know.
Oh.
Now I lost you.
That's fighting words.
No. That's a sentence you should have started differently.
Well, because I'm Mexican, I didn't like it.
Yeah, there you go. You see how that was easier for all the white people.
You spent enough time around people named Chewy. It's not special.
He's lost his novelty.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right, Kevin.
What
have you seen?
I saw Star Wars. Loved it. Fuck is wrong
good
with
answer,
people.
Good answer.
Loved it. And then for my Christmas movie, I saw... Because The Revenant wasn't out. I thought The Revenant was going to be...
It's not everywhere.
I wasn't in a select city. Mm-hmm. But So I went and saw Concussion. The whole room went, oh.
A lady over here sneezed because she's allergic to serious drama biopic things. I saw it today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Tell the truth.
Yeah, tell the truth.
Well, there you go.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, it just sort of...
I didn't have a problem with it, but I also, you know, walked out feeling the same way as I did when I walked in, that, yeah, those guys hit each other in the head a lot.
Yeah.
So they probably get concussions.
Yep.
It's probably hurting their skulls quite a bit to do that all the time.
I went home and I watched football after that, and that was that. I was like, all right, yeah. No,
yeah, it doesn't really make the case for the whole thing should be shut down, because that's going to happen to people. But it does seem like more people are going to keep their kids from playing.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe they'll play more like flag football or whatever, less contact.
Yeah,
that's also a way to work in the girls too, because girls, if you're not tackling each other, girls could play football pretty well, probably. You know,
I would agree.
Yeah, Kathy Ireland was in Necessary Roughness. She was the kicker.
All right, Jeff, we're gonna start a speak when spoken to rule.
Wait, I didn't hear you. What'd you say? We're going to start a what?
What'd you see? What was the last thing you saw?
Star Wars is fantastic.
Yeah. That's not the last thing you saw, though.
No, I've seen... I saw Sisters and Daddy's Home with my mom. My mom wanted to see both of those movies.
Like a double feature?
Different
Sisters
days.
And Daddy's Home.
Listen, they're both funny.
They're both really funny. I think the one thing that I wish that both of them had kind of shied away from is the necessity for... There always has to be these big slapstick things that happen that you see in TV commercials as well, where somebody falls around quite violently and like probably would be hospitalized or probably dead.
Yeah.
But it's just hilarious.
I have tried to put things up my butt, and it is not that easy. You can't just fall onto a music ballerina and have it go straight up the old fucking... It's not easy to do on purpose.
Okay, I want to try to guess which movie that's from. Did one of the sisters fall on a music ballerina?
You're probably going to be wrong.
Or did Mark Wahlberg fall on a music ballerina?
That thing with the motorcycle, also dumb. Just be funny. Everything else was funny. Why do you got to do...
Yeah, the motorcycle thing is insane. Like, the amount of damages he causes, and then, like, there's never... Like, it's repaired almost immediately, and nobody talks about it.
Hannibal's so goddamn funny in Daddy's Home.
Yeah, Hannibal's just funny.
Yeah.
Hannibal Buress is...
I didn't mean, like, he's exclusively funny. Like, that's the only place he was funny. He's always funny.
It's been his best place so far in terms of, like, movies.
Movies,
He had a small part in Neighbors where he was the funny cop or whatever. But, he's that dude's great. He used to be on this show.
Like this one? Like this tonight?
He used to be on. He was booked for tonight, but it turns out he's not in this city. And he didn't know anything about it. But I had him locked in. I just got to vent for a second. ASAP Rocky was supposed to be on Getting Doug with High on our 100th episode, and we were so excited to have him. And it was our third try at getting him because he had canceled or tried to postpone a couple times before. And on this third try, you know, I was pretty psyched that ASAP Rocky, 100th episode, this is going to be great, right? And he canceled an hour before the show was supposed to start.
Oh.
And the reason he canceled is because he had to stay home and sign for a package. Why would you ever say that out loud as an excuse? Like, what? I'm sick. I would have settled with, I'm sick. I would have been like, great. I don't want somebody who's sick coming on my show. But I got to fucking sign for a package?
The idea that he's just waiting and then he has to take a pen and tap it on his tongue. ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, the guy's like, hey, you forgot to dollar sign that S. But hopefully he'll be on at some point in the future. I don't want to be too mad about it.
Did you say what was in the package?
I still want him to come on. That's what I'm saying.
Aren't
what
we
was
all
it fucking
I'm a
cocaine
little curious.
Or some shit or a baby?
The fuck was in that package?
Maybe he ordered a box of pears from Harry and David. And he doesn't want those just sat on his front
those
porch.
Those will go bad.
They'll attract birds.
Yeah. Larvae get in that. That's bad.
I think you guys are being too hard on ASAP Rocky. Am I saying that right? Aesop's Fables.
I think you nailed it.
I'm just trying to decide what to do next. I think we should play Tell the Truth. I'm going to start with Kevin. Just one simple question. There's no winning or losing. You just have to tell the truth.
Okay.
All right? Please be honest with all of us. What is your favorite Will Smith movie?
Independence Day.
Yeah! Tell the truth!
Thought I did. But.
Carlos Rodriguez, do you have a favorite Will Smith motion picture in which he starred or made an appearance or was the voice of a fish?
Menace to Society.
Tell the truth!
No,
it's not even in that.
Yeah. It's like, is this some part of the game I don't understand?
Oh, shit.
Well,
I think the one my favorite is probably the one you just Confidence, right? Is that what it's called? Or it's not Confidence.
Focus.
Focus. Yeah, where he's a con man, right?
Yeah,
come on,
that's
Carlos.
Your...
Pay attention.
That's your favorite.
I don't really like Will Smith, to be honest.
I think Will Smith, I'm going to throw this out there. I think he's the best actor who's not in too many things that are great. Yeah. I mean, I've already said that about Denzel Washington as well. I think that they're both, like, amazing. Obviously, Denzel's the greatest actor of all time, period.
Period.
But they're both amazing actors and very charismatic, but sort of are just kind of stuck in a rut of not being able to do anything interesting. Even when he does something interesting like Concussion, you're kind of watching the performance too much and not really... You can't get into the movie because of his accent through the whole thing. Just makes you kind of go, well, he's doing a good job. It's realistic. Yeah.
It's weird
but
to watch
it's also
movie.
Like, that's Will Smith talking funny.
Yeah, that's what you...
This is Will. He's too famous.
Kind of. But, you know, some people can get... It's just different. Some people are more character actory, and they're different every time you see them. And in the case of Will Smith, he has to be the star of the movie.
Yeah.
So that you can only be so much of a character.
He should take, I mean, I know he tried to take a smaller part in that afterbirth thing with his with his kid. Like, he's not in that one
a
lot.
He was such a bummer in that.
And he was also, like, a small part as the devil in that that movie with Colin Farrell.
The Recruit.
Winter's Tale, yeah.
He played the devil in that movie?
He's the devil in that, yeah.
What?
Yeah, but, you know, so he's trying. He's trying to do some different things. Good for him, I say. I think he's a really good actor. What about you, Jeff? Do you have a favorite Will Smith?
Enemy of the State.
Tell the truth! All right, now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Yeah, it's time to get serious. People made some name tags.
Hold them high.
Lots of people made name tags. So I want you guys to do a really good job of inspecting and surveying the entire room and pick out who you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Once again, today's episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Now you can showcase your geek chic style with Level Up, a monthly mystery apparel subscription from Loot Crate. You get two different pairs of high quality socks, one to two fashionable accessories, or a wearable item like a long sleeve shirt or lounge pants. Same themes as Loot Crate every month, and it serves as a great companion to your loot because there are no repeats. Each month's theme is inspired by all your favorite pop culture brands like Star Wars, Doctor Who, and Fallout 4, and often contains high-quality exclusives. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug to learn more. Use the code Doug to save 10%. This month's theme is Galaxy, with Star Wars items perfect for Jedi, Padawans, Rebels, and serious fans of Star Wars. Back to the show!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back! Jeff, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Sierra, Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah, I talked about that sign at the top of the show because it looks like it has a real axe, but she told me it's made of foam and not to worry about it. She said, don't worry about it, you little bitch.
Whoa.
And
I'm
I was
just
like, okay, I won't then.
Mostly it was just so I could strike up a conversation to find out if this was just a fun, clever name tag or like a help me, my husband is an axe murderer.
Are you here with your husband?
I'm not.
Do you have a husband? Do you know any axe murderers?
Someone's sister was an axe.
Someone's sister.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Wait, is that because it was the girl's sister in the movie? Spoiler alert. This girl's fun. I like Sierra.
All right. Well, good job. I'm glad you guys. I'm glad you made that connection. People love that movie. I'm not much of a fan of it, but a lot of people love it.
If you could have seen it when you were 15, that's how you love it.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of movies I saw when I was 15 that I hated. Like being 15 doesn't make you an abject dummy.
Okay. If you could have seen it when I was 15, that's what I meant to say. If you could have been me when I was 15 and seen this movie.
Yeah, no, we all have them. We all have ones that are like, they totally don't hold up, but we still love them.
or they do hold up because they were great in the first place. And that's what, when people say, like, they make the excuse, like, well, it's for kids, I'm like, yeah, so was Toy Story and The Incredibles. And, you know, you can name a ton of movies that were for kids, but they're still great movies. It's not a reason to make it stupid just because it's for kids.
Yeah, Jeff.
Whoa. I'm glad I finally confronted you about this.
First of all, tell the truth.
Yeah.
And secondly, I like this movie. I had the soundtrack.
His feelings are hurt. Can't you tell?
What songs are on there? Like, did they buy some famous songs?
They had that cool ass Big Audio Dynamite song. They had Brother from the Toad the West Rocket song. Brother was on it. Two versions of what the fuck is that song? There She Goes. Two different bands doing that song. There She Goes.
Like a male vocal and a female vocal?
I don't even remember. One was called the Boo Radleys, and that's a fun name for a band. Mm. There's a kick-ass...
What was the other one called? Sixpence None the Richer?
No, this was years before they did that song.
But same kind of voice. Oh, the Sundays, maybe.
I don't remember. The La La La's.
Oh.
The La La La's.
There you go. That's a girl.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good soundtrack. It's got cool songs on the soundtrack. It's got those two fucking cool poems, the Mike Myers... Harriet, hard-hearted harbinger of haggis.
Well, this has been one of my more regrettable follow-up questions.
Yeah. Whoa, man. Whoa.
I didn't know we were going to learn so much about the So I Married an Axe Murderer soundtrack.
Phil Hartman's in it. Very funny.
Yeah. The dad is the funny part, too. That dude's fucking hilarious. When he plays the dad, right? He plays his own dad? Mike Myers plays his own dad.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it was Mike Myers' first foray into being everybody in the movie.
Yeah, it's called the beginning of the downhill slide.
Yeah, but the beginning of it means he's still at the top of the mountain. That's where it peaked.
If you say so. Kevin, who's that big sign? You said already during the break.
Because I just said that Independence Day was my favorite Will Smith movie, and then I thought, how appropriate.
Yeah.
This says the question of what my favorite Will Smith movie has been answered. And at first I thought it said In Decadence Day, but it says In De Candace Day.
Candace.
Right? Yeah. So I'm playing for Candace!
All right, Candace. And Carlos, what do you got there?
I got
it's a cute one.
Yeah, it's a cute little one. It's Inez... What You Did Last Summer. So it's like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, and Inez's face is in there, and my face.
Yeah, you're Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, I am.
You have a nice rack.
I could spin around and yell at the heavens in a hoodie in the rain. She gets really mad at one point. She's like, come and get it. All right, well, good job. And it's got a shithead on the back and everything. So mm-hmm. this is all gonna come together. And thank you to everyone who brought name tags. It's always difficult when they don't tell the guests what to do, what kind of name tags to pick. So they always let everybody down. Except for three people. The first game we're gonna play tonight is called Cable Billing. AKA Calm Castaway. And this is the movie the game where, Kevin, you're familiar with like how cable companies and movie rental places and stuff, they'll just pick the most random names to say when there's to associate with a movie. They'll just put two weird names there and not clearly the leads of the film. And, you know, it's like if you were talking about the movie Say Anything and it said, if it said Eric Stoltz and the guy who plays Ari on Jeremy Piven. If it said Jeremy Piven and Eric Stoltz, Say Anything, you'd be like, what? Somebody could be like, well, they're both in it. And you'd be like, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So they fuck it up a lot of times, and it's very amusing. And some people send them to me. They send screen grabs of them to me from their own cable companies. So I'm just going to say the names of two actors that are in a movie where they probably shouldn't have gotten the full top billing from the cable company. And then first person on this stage who can name the Correct movie is the winner, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll give you some clues if nobody comes up with it. And you can guess as many times as you want. It's just the first person to say the right one. What movie does my cable company think stars William Forsythe and Michael Biehn?
The Rock.
That is correct.
Whoa. Whoa. Shit.
I'm a big fan of any movie that Alcatraz is in, such as So I Married an Axe Murderer and The Rock.
He said, wow. The blueprint was in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like you're caught between a rock and a hard case.
Womack, you son of a bitch.
It's basically step one of a Bane impression.
Yeah.
Is doing Sean Connery in The Rock.
I like when
or in The Untouchables.
I like when he goes, your best. Like,
best.
Your best. Your best goes and fuck the prom queen.
Carla was the prom queen.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You guys lost me. I don't know what's happening.
We just did both parts.
All right, so Jeff won that one. And The Rock, I'm excited about because it's from 1996 and directed by Michael Bay, of course, before he got extra spazzy. And I'm going to be doing an interruption of it at the Castro Theater in San Francisco next August.
What?
So I think it's never too early to start talking that up because that's going to be a fun event.
Holy shit. Can I buy tickets?
Yeah, well, not yet, but I'll let you know when they go on sale, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be there, you might as well participate.
Okay, I'll be there.
That's the sort of thing I would invite you to do.
I fucking love The Rock so much.
Well, it'll be fun to watch it in San Francisco because we can kind of imagine that the car chases are going on right outside the building we're in.
Yeah.
Like, they might even drive right by at some point.
We could hear him. He had a Hummer and didn't understand how car phones worked.
Okay. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
Oh, we weren't going to do another one? Just the one off?
And exciting new wrinkle to this game. You each get to use one lifeline if you can't come up with an answer. And your lifeline is you get to ask the person whose name tag you have in your possession. The person you're playing for gets put on the hot seat and has to come up with an answer when you need it.
All right,
whenever you need it. But you can only go to it once, and they're under the same obligation to come up with the exact correct title, so they could, in fact, just bring you all down. So it's... Okay. If you could do it on your own, that's what I recommend.
Does this guy have a question?
We have a question on the floor over here.
What the fuck is happening?
At least he didn't shout.
He's like raising his hand because he needs to get out of here because he's got an early tea time tomorrow.
He's got to go sell newspapers in the 20s.
Yeah, he's a newspaper kid in a tough part of town. He's all tatted up and selling newspapers.
Look at him. He's like, headlines don't sell papers, news you sell papers, all right? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so I pre-picked somebody already. So he's raising his hand because he wanted to suggest a name for us to use. Because we're going to get an actor or actress from a person in the audience, hopefully a person in the audience tonight. And we'll take turns. I like to play along on this one. So we'll take turns saying movies that person was in. And Jeff gets to start us off. And then we'll go to Kevin, Carlos, me. And where is Hans_Bricks14? That's you right over here?
Wow, she got the fuck up.
How's it going?
Where are you going?
That's my roommate. I'm sorry.
Wow, she's losing her shit.
I know. She's just freaked the fuck out.
She's like, they're going to talk to us?
I feel like she thought she was on the fucking Price is Right or something. She got very excited.
But she wasn't even the one who got picked.
I know, exactly.
She's just like next to the person who got picked. And nobody's going to win anything, really.
Don't apologize.
She's just excited, you guys. Come on. I keep punching you in the face because I'm so excited.
If my name sucks, it's going to be a total letdown at this point.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's fucking Rilo Ken over there. Kylo Ren's cousin.
Rilo. Rilo Ken and Leia Barbie, right? Isn't that how that works? Thank you. I tried.
All right, dude, what do you got for us?
Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson. Well, that's a slam dunk. That's the name of the century. Get ready, lifelines. Oh, yeah. Because we're going to be using you. I mean, I know she's been in a lot of movies, but I'm already blanking. I'm already blanking on this shit, but I...
Do we really have to play Rosario Dawson?
I want to give it a try.
Okay.
You can start us off, Jeff. You got one. And don't yell out any from the audience just yet. Well, you'll get your chance at the end.
Unstoppable.
Yeah, of course. One of the best, if not the best, Rosario Dawson vehicles. The title's a lie, of course.
What?
It's totally stoppable.
Yeah, they
if
stopped
you've
it.
You've seen the whole thing.
Valid point, yeah.
Spoiler. It should have been called Difficult to Stop. But possible.
We might not be able to stop this thing.
In time. It'll stop on its own eventually.
Three.
Gosh, this chain is moving really fast. Kids.
Kids, oh, yeah, going way back.
I took mine.
Going back to the early days. That's the one you had ready to go, Carlos?
Yeah, so I'll go to my second one. Was Josie and the Pussycats?
Yeah. Wow, Kids and Josie and the Pussycats are your two that you go to.
You said Rosario Dawson. I'm like, where the fuck did she...
Yeah,
what's horrible?
And then... what's horrible? This is going to be a fucking tricky one. But I'm gonna go with Rent.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll see you.
You go ahead and do that, baby. Jeff.
Clerks 2.
Oh, nice.
Good. I will say He Got Game.
Who what?
He Got Game. Don't act like I'm fucking crazy. Put the motherfucking movie on. He Got Game.
Take it easy, dude.
What the problem? All right. What?
The 25th hour?
Some lady just said, light skin.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll just table that for later.
What do you got, Carlos?
I said the 25th hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
See you, okay.
Fuck.
She was in Oliver Stone's Alexander, right? Yep.
Oh, we can ask the crowd?
Nope.
Oh.
I was going for immediate verification.
Okay, okay.
On top of that is my answer. If they'd have said no, she's not in it, then I would have been out.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have gone, okay, let me think of another one. Was she in? No? Okay, how about this one? Jeff.
You don't know?
Well, you can't ask her ahead of time if she's got one or not.
What?
Your life...
Wait, I thought she would tell me the answer and then I would
she
be like...
She could, but you have to say, I need to use my lifeline, and then she'll tell you. You can't just find out that she's not going to be able to help.
But is it like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when if she's like Star Wars and I'm like, that's wrong, and then I guess something else? Or is what she says my guess? Okay, what do you... I need my lifeline.
You could disregard her answer.
A Knight's Tale.
Mm, no.
No, that was Shannon Shoshana,
yeah.
A Knight's Tale is what she said, and I don't agree.
Nice try. Very nice try, but no. Kevin,
I will
do you want to use your lifeline?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
I will say Sin City 2.
Oh,
a Dame to Kill For.
All right. Carlos.
Full title, please.
I said it.
Is there a full title?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is more words to
it. Sin City 2, A Dame to Kill For.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's it, right?
I didn't even know there was...
That's like you got really close to the hole on the drive, and then you just put it right in the cup by blowing on it. Carlos?
I'll just go Sin City.
Right? She should have been in that. All right. This one I'm going to need confirmation on, because it was an indie movie that I kind of saw because I heard she was naked in it. But it was boring, so I didn't really... I don't know if I saw all the parts I wanted to see, so to speak. Was it called Trance? Yeah. Yay! Yeah. I'm still in it. Jeff is out. Kevin, you want to use your lifeline?
I will use a lifeline!
All right. Candace, what do you got?
Fuck, oh, of yeah. course.
7 pounds. Yeah.
7 pounds. That actually might be my favorite Will Smith movie.
I like the sequel with Josh Hartnett, 11 pounds. Carlos, do you have another one or do you want to use your lifeline?
No, I got one. Top five.
Oh, yeah.
What? I just pulled that out the ass.
Just
that's
the...
my, you know what my favorite American Tail movie is?
What?
Top Fivel. All right, let me think for a second.
That's it's somewhere out there.
She's got a big smile. She's a nice lady. And she's funny sometimes and has a good sense of humor. And I'm out. Kevin, do you have another one?
I'm going to say Grindhouse.
What's...
No, that's yeah. That's Michelle Rodriguez.
More specific.
That's Michelle Rodriguez.
No, she's in it.
She's in it, but which
that's
part?
That's Rosario... Well, the movie is Grindhouse.
Yeah, I guess she's technically in
technically
Grindhouse.
Technically, the movie is Grindhouse.
But which part was she in?
She was in the part with the, with the car. The I don't remember what the fucking called. It was... The part with the car with Zoe Bell
that,
and
I know, I know that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Grindhouse covers it.
Yeah, Grindhouse is the name of the movie.
Okay,
it
then
it was released as a whole thing.
Well, then I'll name the specific movie.
That won't be extra. Right?
All right.
Then, I'd still like you to say it though, just to get it out there.
Death Proof.
Death Proof.
Oh right, yeah.
But do you have one more that she was in?
I got one. A Guide to Recognizing Your Saints. It's with Robert Downey Jr. and all those guys.
I say yes. I don't even care at this point.
Holy shit.
Yeah. He knows it's Rosario Dawson.
Well, I am Mexican, so.
Yeah.
The
only way you would have done better if we were doing the films of Morrissey. Wow.
It's Mexican versus light skin.
You got another one?
Hmm. Come on, man.
Right? So tough.
I don't. I'm out.
All right, Carlos is our winner. Yeah. But here's the painful part where you find out the obvious things that we overlooked. What did we miss, you guys?
Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 2. Give Me Shelter.
Zookeeper?
I said Alexander.
She was in that.
The Rundown. The fucking Rundown.
The
That's
Rundown.
A great one.
I like that movie too.
I knew all those. I knew them all.
She was in that Ed Burns movie about New York.
The Adventures of Pluto Nash?
How would anybody know that?
I loved your voice saying that too.
Yeah.
It's like the guy at the end of the trailer.
The Adventures of Pluto Nash. Rated R.
No, now I'm a movie phone guy.
What?
What? The first 20 million is the hardest? Oh, I don't, never heard of that. Yeah.
All
I
right.
I think it did well. I didn't hear of it. We did pretty good, though. Usually there's a lot more yelling at the end of ones we missed. Bad Ass? What's that?
With Danny Trejo?
And Danny Trejo, Danny Glover,
Remember that YouTube clip where the dude beat a guy up on the bus? The old guy did it.
Nuh-uh.
Oh man, they made a movie about it.
They made a movie based on that YouTube clip, yeah. Apparently.
Rosario must have been the voice in a cartoon at some point.
No, she ran the taco truck.
Oh shit!
In
what cartoon was there a taco truck?
Lego movie, really? No. Batgirl in Lego movie?
He might be right.
Actually. I bet you he is. When a guy's that specific, he's had it out to that sequence. All right, let's play Reverse Malton, you guys. It's a game people are growing to love. They're getting there. Carlos won our last game, so he gets to go first, and then we'll change the order up. We'll go to Kevin and then to JF. And Carlos gets to pick a category. A film, actually. He gets to pick between three movies as soon as I dial it up on my phone in my Dead Malton app. Which one of these three films do you think you know the most actors who appeared in it? You guys are all right over there? They're working out their bill over there. Yeah, she's excited about the bill. She jumps up and runs away from the table. Well, now she's just taken off.
But she pleasantly said goodbye this time. She's just like, pardon me.
Where are you going? You don't have to leave your table to pay the bill. Oh, you're right here. Okay, that's good to know.
We see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Adams.
Which one of these do you know the most actors from? Hard Rain, Singing in the Rain, or Purple Rain?
Damn.
Yeah, I know. That's not a good...
And we're in a drought.
Good options. But this is where a strategy could come into play, because you could pick a movie where you think you know like the top billed person, but maybe the person sitting next to you doesn't know more beyond that, and you could just say that movie and then bid one name, you know, that sort of thing.
And so it's Hard Rain, Singing in the Rain, and Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, yeah.
Then I'm gonna go with Hard Rain.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
All right, Leonard lists 9 names from the movie Hard Rain. How many do you think you can name, Carlos?
I think I can name 4.
Whoa!
I mean 3. No, you guys scared me from it. No.
But you really want to go with 3?
Yeah, I'll go with 3. I'll go with 3. I'll go with 3.
He's saying 3 names, Kevin Avery, from Hard Rain.
It's from the movie.
Many people in this room are having trouble even recollecting.
Yeah, I know.
It's like it's just as realistic to them as 20 million. What was that called? Rosario Dawson in $20 million. Ain't
20
that
million
much.
Leagues Under the Sea.
How to make $20 million? First $20 million.
What
gets
is
you
that
the
about?
What do you think, Kevin? Can you name more than 3 people in Hard Rain?
Should I?
You can hope that Carlos will get it wrong, then you'll get the point.
Shall I say name it?
You know, you can. It's an option that you have.
Yeah, name it.
All right, so you got to name 3 ship. People. Doesn't matter what order, but they all have to be in it, according to Leonard Maltin.
I was bluffing!
9 names he listed.
No, I'm going to go with Christian Slater, and then Morgan Freeman.
Oh, fuck.
And,
No, you know what? I was thinking of a totally different movie. And I was like, there's no
way
this
motherfucker... Were you thinking of Black Rain?
I was thinking of Black Rain. I was like...
So racist.
Oh, shit. Jesus. Now I'm thinking of Black Jesus. Rain.
Yeah, well, I'm light-skinned, so...
Does Hard Rain have... Hard Rain has the lead as a black person, but Black Rain, the lead is a white person? I never thought of that before.
I'm trying to mix it up. It's called diversity, Doug.
Yeah. What's your third one?
Third one, shit. Who's
You might pick up a point, Kevin.
I was like, who was the sheriff? I'm going to say Ed Harris. No.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
Betty White's in it. Ed Asner's in it.
Randy Quaid, Ed Asner.
That's who it was, Randy Quaid.
Richard Dysart, Minnie Driver. Yeah, so Kevin gets the point.
Boom.
You did it, Kevin.
I don't remember that movie.
It was all about a hard rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Town got flooded.
The heist.
And
the,
was
and because of the
stuff.
I remember that shit. I saw it in the theater.
Me too, dude.
Yeah.
I like it.
I enjoyed it.
I'm an idiot, though. Do you want to watch it later? It's on my computer.
You do have it?
Yeah, I bought it. Sometimes
you
want to
might have a hard rain party tonight.
I was going to save it for tomorrow.
I got to do something while I'm eating the rest of this yogurt. So
New Year's
it.
Eve.
Let's go. Still down there. Still going strong.
Jeff gets to go first in this next round. And then it's going to come at you, Kevin. So you'll be second after Jeff picks a movie.
Okay.
From these three options. Would you like A View to a Kill? A Room with a View, or View from the Top? Which one of those, Jeff Tate, do you know the most actors in?
A View from the Top.
All right. The audience likes your choice. Leonard lists a mere 7 names.
I bid 2.
He says he can name 2 people from the motion picture View from the Top, Kevin.
I can do 3.
He says he can do 3 names, Carlos.
A View from the Top. That's the one with no, I'm playing. I'm gonna say name it because. No? Okay, I'm not.
He said no.
I guess I'm not.
Wow.
Anymore.
I just ran back to the room and said that.
No, don't do it.
He's like, you're playing for my fucking name tag. You better say yeah.
What now? What were you saying?
You got to name it in
he
6 names.
He's saying name it.
In 6.
He says you get you bid 3 names.
Yeah.
So you have to name 3 people that were in View from the Top.
What is that movie about again?
It's a porno. POV from the Top.
It's about a hard rain.
it's about a hard rain. Christian Slater, a storm. Bags of money. I got nothing.
Are you for real?
I was bluffing. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I don't remember the fucking.
And what was Jeff had bid 2?
Yeah, I bid 2.
So if you had to answer your 2, what would you have said?
Cameron Diaz and Mike Myers.
No.
Oh, Mike Myers is correct, but it wasn't Cameron Diaz.
Christina Applegate and Mike Myers.
Christina Applegate was in there, but the lead
was Amy Adams.
How dare you?
Morgan Freeman.
No, it was Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, that's who I meant. Paltrow. Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo was in there. Candace Bergen, Kelly Preston, Rob Lowe, and Mike Myers.
What is it terrible? Why are all those good people in it?
What is this? Leonard only gives it 2 stars. Yeah. I didn't care for it. Yeah. Some people liked it.
It's got a nice cast.
Movie. Yeah.
That's okay, dude. No one saw it.
It was about flight attendants.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember that
okay.
shit.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington is the pilot.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that one?
You know, he flies it upside down. The flight attendants get all fucked up and topsy-turvy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a flight attendant that has sex with Denzel Washington, then he gets her killed in a crash.
Exactly, exactly.
I thought that movie Flight was based on a true story when I first saw it. And then when I found out it was fake, I hated it.
All right, so that means that Carlos just got a point. playing to 2 points. Jeff is the only one who's pointless, but he gets to start us off again.
Hey, I feel like pointless could be better said.
When everything Jeff does is pointless.
If we're playing at 2 points, then I won. Yeah?
What?
If we played at 2 points, then
no,
I won.
Kevin got a point earlier.
But I just got one in Rosario Dawson as well. I killed that
Wait,
game.
Wait, what happened?
No, that's a different game.
It's a different game.
Oh, and 2 points in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in a different match.
Yeah.
All right. I was trying to win you some, my name.
You
had
me worried that
up.
Something happened I didn't know about. Because I'll give the point to the wrong person sometimes. Like right now, Jeff might get a point. He doesn't deserve it.
No, but I get to pick the next
you
category.
You get to pick, yeah. And quit waving that spoon at me.
It's my Horcrux.
I'm tired of you. Yeah.
I heard that word for the very first time last night in the smoke section, and I don't know what it means, but it got a laugh.
Well, don't let anyone break it.
Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know what a Horcrux is.
It's a vagine.
You'll lose your power.
It's what Linda Blair masturbates with in The Exorcist.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, then you know what? This is my Horcrux. I accidentally used it correctly.
Jesus.
All right, Jeff gets to pick this time, and then it's going to go to Kevin, and there's a lot on the line here, because Jeff needs
it should go to Carlos
to make a three. Why?
It went to Kevin last time.
Right, but it's going the opposite direction, because
okay.
Carlos... who challenged who there?
Carlos challenged Kevin.
Oh, you're right. So it should go to Carlos.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, but I got very nervous. You could talk me out of it very easily right now.
Yeah, no, that's why we have to have these open discussions as adults.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
It's the name of a movie.
I know.
Jeff picks, then we go to Carlos. And Jeff gets to choose between these three titles. The world's greatest dad, the world's greatest athlete, and the world is not enough.
Shit.
Which one of those, Jeff?
Wait.
Jeff gets a pick, and then it goes to Carlos.
I'm gonna go with world's greatest athlete.
Huh?
World's greatest athlete.
Okay. I'm struggling with Carlos's reaction there.
You just got done saying, you're like, okay, Carlos, you get to pick, and then you named the three, and then you said Jeff,
no,
and then
he
this
picked.
Guy was like, I was like, all right.
I said Jeff gets to pick, and then it, and then he I said, picks, and then, it's, then it's coming to you, Carlos, like you're second after Jeff picks.
Okay. I don't know. I looked at him. Fuck you. You in the crowd.
It's all good, but if Jeff gets to pick, and then you'll be next. And he picked world's greatest athlete, and Leonard Maltin lists 6 people in that motion picture.
I bid 1.
And Jeff says 1 name, Carlos.
I say name it.
He says name it. So
that's what I was banking on.
So you're just gonna say the name?
Yeah, Jan Michael Vincent
is he plays the world's greatest athlete. Yeah. Now we have a 3-way tie. Yeah. Not a 2-way tie, which was popular in the future of Back to the Future Part 2. All right, for the tiebreaker... We do a movie that's been predetermined by me well in advance. Kind of, but the one I picked, it's kind of a funny coincidence, I think. So who challenged who there?
Carlos challenged me.
You. So Kevin gets to start, and then we go to Carlos.
Well, all right.
Ready, Carlos?
Okay.
Kevin gets to pick.
Did you hear that? Yeah. You keep tally.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Carlos?
You just told Kevin this man to fuck you, and now you're partnering up again? What kind of buddy cop romance?
I'm Mexican. I can do that shit.
Oh.
Well,
okay. Sir, are you Mexican? Okay. Sure. No, I...
Well, you got one, so I wanted one, too.
No, they would be... they would be friends like in Veronica Mars.
Dear Punchline Comedy Club, what a great year it's been. I'm so excited for your big New Year's Eve shows tomorrow night with Ungayo Bilam. But in the meantime, could I get a fresh vodka and soda water on the stage? They don't have Tito's here. Be cool. The film, Kevin, is a motion picture called Wayne's World. And Leonard lists 11 names from the cast of Wayne's World from 1992. How many names for the win? Thank you so much. How many names do you think you can get that in?
Four.
He says he can name four of the people that participated in the cast, according to Leonard Maltin, out of his 11.
Me or no?
What did I say right before this round started? I tried to
what
warn
did he
you.
Say? What did he say? It's me. Okay.
It's you. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Then five. I'll name it in five.
He says he could name five people from Wayne's World.
In order?
Not in any order.
Seven.
Don't worry about that.
I go seven.
This has to be five. Wait, what happened?
I go seven.
Seven.
If you get seven right, we're taking you outside and burning you as a witch.
That's good. 2015 was a good year. I could go out like that. If I was a witch, I'll put that fire out with my horcrux.
That's not how horcruxes work. I'm gonna say, name it.
All right, so you got to name seven out of 11 people that were in this movie. Yeah. We're not going to say whether he's got them right or wrong till he said seven names.
Grip that spoon tight.
Use your magic spoon.
Oh!
Yeah. It's a sign. It's a
okay.
It's...
Okay. Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, Laura Flynn Boyle, Brian Doyle Murray, Ed O'Neill, Rob Lowe, and Kurt Fuller.
Those are all correct. Damn. Jeff Tate is our winner.
Yeah.
Was Meatloaf billed or Tia Carrere?
Tia Carrere was in there, yeah.
Was Meatloaf billed?
Yeah, Meatloaf got in there. Donna Dixon.
So I could have gone
Pauline
nine.
Camp.
I forgot about Donna Dixon.
Yeah. No, you really know your Wayne's World. I had no idea. That's pretty impressive.
Shawing.
Was everybody was everybody expecting Tia Carrere and somehow Kurt Fuller just... The fact that I knew Kurt Fuller. Yeah, Kurt Fuller was on Psych.
Fuller, man. Yeah. Yeah, Kurt Fuller's been in a ton of stuff.
I think he's hilarious.
He's in Ghostbusters 2.
Yep.
All right, so that means that Jeff's our winner, and Sierra gets all the prizes. Come get your prizes.
Yeah.
Got a couple of bags of prizes. There's another one there. There you go, Sierra. Congratulations.
I want my Froyo now. Or my, Froyo. What the fuck?
And gentlemen, pass me your name tags because they have shitheads on the back that I'm going to read as a consolation. There we go. Does this one have it on the back?
It's
very light. Yeah, holy cow. Oh, I see. Wait, what? Really? Okay.
I know.
All right, if you say so. Our big winner, Jeff Tate, what do you got to plug, buddy?
I am at Go Bananas Comedy Club with Emma Arnold, January 7 through 10, I think are the dates. Yeah, 7 through 10. Then I'm in Seattle at the Comedy Underground, 14 through 17, the weekend after that. Albuquerque, Tucson. There's a bunch of shit coming up. JustAnotherClown.com and SpeakerSilence.org is an organization that I like. It's a nonprofit that provides counseling for the adult survivors of child sex abuse. So if you need someone to talk to, hit them up. They will find a counselor in your neighborhood for free.
Yeah.
Pro bono.
And,
yeah.
And while you're at it, check out the films Spotlight and Call Me Lucky are both two terrific movies that happen to
both
come
of
out
those
this
are...
year that are both very, they're very much against adults touching children.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a strong stance to take in this world where there's plenty of Republicans who think it's okay.
Yeah. I feel like both of those movies should win Oscars. Like, Call Me Lucky should be the best documentary, and Spotlight was an amazing fucking movie.
Yeah, they're both good. They're not feel-good movies.
Nope.
They're bad feeler movies.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that noise when I need it?
Because that shit was not.
Did I say that Go Bananas was in Cincinnati?
I think
what?
You
did
say that.
Did I say Go Bananas was in Cincinnati?
You may have.
I think you might have. It is, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
just
good.
In case.
All right. You always have to plug more after I've moved on. Kevin.
I'll be in the parking lot eating this pink berry. But thank you, Kevin. You can listen to my podcast. It's all about Denzel Washington, and it's called Denzel Washington is the Greatest Actor of All Time, period. And you can check that out. And I don't know. What up? That's all.
Enough.
Watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Yeah, congrats on your Emmy nomination.
Thank you.
Thanks. And what do you think of our first-time guest, Carlos Rodriguez? Great job. Where can people see you? What do you got going on with your stand-up around town and outside of town?
Tomorrow I'm here at the New Year's Eve show, the last show at 10 o'clock, and then I'll be back here the 27th of January, and then at Rancherio Casino in Lake County, so... That's where you could catch me at. Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about when. Just go
oh,
there.
Oh, shit. January 30th.
Oh, January 30th.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right.
And all the dates, all other dates, I can't remember most of them right now, but go to @CarlosComedy on Twitter and on Instagram and everything else. And
your name on Twitter is Carlos Comedy?
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked that you got that.
I was too. Because I'm Mexican.
Did you sure you didn't? Did you steal that from Carlos Mencia?
Got him.
What, being Mexican?
Yeah. Yep. He was supposed to only be his hook, and then all these other guys came along.
Well, he stole it from people who are Mexican.
Excellent point, Jeff. No more talking now. If you want to put a hash, you don't have to run off. Don't forget, it's JeffTate23 on Twitter.
96.
Oh, I guess you have to come back and get a microphone to say that it's not Jeff Tate 49. It's not Jeff Tate 98.
It's Jeff Tate 96.
Jeff Tate 96 on Twitter. And Doug Benson on Twitter, of course. And thank you to everybody that came out to the show and to the Sacramento Punchline. It's a perfect place to be during the holiday taint. And as always, adverbs are a shithead. And people who cut you off but then end up at the same stoplight as you are a shithead.
Inez.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in